Listen to this news. Vietnam, Cambodia push trade connectivity through border reforms. A forum on Vietnam-Cambodia border trade connectivity was held on Wednesday in An Giang province, focusing on boosting cross-border trade and investment prospects. The Vietnamese Ministry of Industry and Trade, MOIT, reported that in the first 9 months of 2025, bilateral trade through land border gates totaled $5.9 billion, marking a 15.5% year-on-year rise. Vietnam's exports climbed 16.6% to $5.83 billion, primarily consisting of textiles, steel, and seafood, while Cambodia's exports included rubber, cashew nuts, and other agricultural products. The ministry aims to achieve a bilateral trade turnover of $20 billion by 2030, prioritizing the modernization of logistics, enhancement of warehouse capacities, and the expansion of digital border gate systems. Vu Thi Minh Ngoc, head of trade infrastructure at the Domestic Market Department, highlighted that recent bilateral agreements have established a crucial legal framework for upgrading border infrastructure. She added that digital border procedures and single-stop systems are reducing clearance times and boosting freight capacity along major routes like Mok Bai Phnom Penh and Tin Bien Tha Keo. She highlighted that with key international border gates, including Mok Bai, Zay Mat, Tin Bien, Khon Binh, and Ha Tien, the Vietnam-Cambodia border region could serve as a gateway for ASEAN trade. Despite infrastructure upgrades, Ngoc noted that numerous markets and logistics centers are still outdated, fragmented, and suffer from a lack of coordinated planning. Nguyen Duy Linh Dao, deputy director of An Giang's Department of Industry and Trade, stated that the province will focus on enhancing logistics infrastructure at the Tin Bien, Khon Binh, and Ha Tien border gate economic zones, including the development of bonded and cold storage warehouses and new transport connections. She further mentioned that An Giang plans to fast-track digital transformation, modernize border markets, and promote new commercial services such as duty-free shopping and international logistics. By 2030, the ministry plans to focus on developing modern logistics hubs at key border gates and expanding smart one-stop custom systems to cut logistics expenses and boost socioeconomic growth in border regions. Leaders Spot, Putin, Prabowo advance military cooperation and nuclear energy talks.